Illegal mining, popularly called Galamsey, has wreaked havoc to the eastern railway lines at Ankase in the East Achi municipality. The board chairman of the Ghana Railway Development Authority, Dan Markin, says government will need $25 million to fix the damage caused by the operators. Mr. Markin said this when management of the railway authority, together with the police, undertook a fact-finding visit to the place to assess the extent of damage to the railway lines. Rosalind Boateng was on the trip and now reports.
The railway project started in the 1920s and has been under construction until 2 years ago. The major rail lines passes through Accra, Kofodia, Kumasi, linking the Tama port. The illegal activities of the Galamsey operators have affected the whole project to the extent that the already constructed rail lines cannot even be traced. This, Mr. Dan Markin said, is not just devastating but traumatic for a nation like Ghana, adding that the perpetrators must be made to face the law.
This is traumatic. What we have observed here is not only devastating but it's traumatic for the nation. That some unscrupulous, selfish people can decide to devastate this land. That is a railway reservation. And the railway lines are already not there. And the lands have been so devastated that if we have to fix this, it's going to cost the nation a lot of money that could have been used for other development. And this we cannot allow to go on. The perpetrators of this must face the full rigors of the law. I think that the kindness of the state should not be seen as a weakness. That we want everybody to better his life, that doesn't mean that we should do unlawful things. And those who have done this heinous crime should wake up. We've already informed the IGF and we will follow this through to ensure that they pay for the devastation they have caused to the railway reservation.
Some mining companies are believed to be behind the illegal mining. At the point of arrival, excavators and bulldozers were seen busily working on the land. When interrogated, the operators claimed they have the permit to operate in the area, showing photocopies of their documents. Four workers of the Emmanuel Mining Company, including two supervisors and two excavator drivers, were arrested and taken to the Ninam District Police Station. They will be arraigned before court on Monday.
Rosalind Boateng reporting.